Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It's 26 January 2026. And wow, have we had a cold snap here in the hills of good old West Virginia. We really have. Our power went off just tomorrow at 7 o'clock and then come back on at about 6 o'clock this evening. Power line down because a tree fell on it, but praise God, I have a house, whole house generator, so we're okay. But nonetheless, it's warm. I mean, it's cold, and we're warming the house here. We had about 8 inches of snow today, but that's okay. It's wintertime. It's been a long cold spell, and we were doing Bible study again this weekend remotely because it's not supposed to get above 10, 12 degrees all week here, maybe 15, 20 in some places, but not warm enough to thaw the road out going across place we call Point Mountain. It's always a twisty, narrow road going across some very snow-productive terrain. So they'll be doing this, the Bible study this weekend remotely. So hope you'll join us, folks, by going to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and click on live, on Rumble and watch it starting 10:30 a.m. Eastern. We always start with current event. I'm sorry, we always start with prayer requests, praise reports at 10:30. At 11:30, we get into Christian worldview news. And, boy, is prophecy being fulfilled so rapidly. We're going to discuss that more in a minute. Then 1 o'clock, get into Bible study. You can join us. You can watch this on, if you like, on the Internet, PastorBush.com, and go to Rumble and click on there at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. Or you can call the phone number 339-209-5013, 339-209-5013 to join us on the phone. I hope you will. And if you can't do it live, maybe watch it recorded. But please, if you would, pass the links to your friends. Let them know that we're on there doing our best to reach people, and our numbers are growing steadily, and I appreciate that. But pass it along, not because I'm the one doing it. That's not important that who's doing it. As long as you're doing it for the glory of God, and we're trying to get the word out to people, please, if you would help us. And our Minuteman magazine is going to Texas this coming Thursday, Lord willing. If you want to receive the largest and, I think, most thorough magazine available, period, bar none, for free, if you email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com, pastorbutch@startmail.com, and say I want the magazine. And we'll get right out to you for the January issue, February issue starting next month. We'll get it right away. And if you want to call the office and tell, give Faith your email address, just call 800-777-4403, 800-777-4403, or 304-846-4448. And so I want to start receiving the magazine, Minuteman News, right out to you. And I mean that seriously. I want you to get it. We're here doing our best to get the word out. That's the best we can do. Our guest tonight has been on the broadcast several times in the past. It's been well over a year, I think, since he's on with before. And I really enjoy talking to this young man. Well, to me, he's a young man. Maybe not to yourself, but to me, he's a young man because of who his grandpa was. His grandpa was named Dmitri Dudeman, a man of great faith, and because of that, great courage, who paid, and I'm saying this in a biblical sense, a hellish price for obeying his heavenly father and coming to a nation. He didn't speak the language. He understood none of the customs. He come over to America with no plans he knew of. Only God had the plans. He walked by faith. We're going to discuss Dmitri Dudeman and his prophecies, tonight. And folks, I can tell you, I've watched this for many years now. This gentleman came over in the 80s and 90s, warned America, if you don't repent, judgment's coming upon you. And I looked at his prophecies. I studied and looked at them. And all but one area, which is beliefs in the nation we call Israel, I disagree with that. But everything else I've seen come true almost to the T, and it gets more so every day. We're going to talk to his grandson, Michael Bodea. And Michael traveled with his grandpa on his crusades and his speech engagements, trying to reach the people with the truth. And folks, sad to say, obviously, we didn't pay attention. As a nation, we just didn't pay attention. Now, I'm convinced that most churches didn't pay attention because, after all, we're America. Nothing bad can happen to us. That's just the way you feel about it. And, Michael, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
It is so good to have you, Michael, and thank you so much. You're a busy man. I know that. You have a family to take care of. You work. You do everything you can do to keep everything going in the family. But you are, I think, a rather important individual because of the message that God's given you through your grandpa. And I just want to start off tonight, folks. I want you to get to know who Michael is first. They're going to talk about his grandpa. Let him tell us about some personal things with his grandpa growing up with him. And Michael, tell the folks who you are if you don't care.
Well, my name's Mike. Everybody calls me Mike, even though in the little translation of my name from Romanian, I would be called Mitch.
Oh, really? Okay.
When I first got to America back in 1984, everybody started calling me Mike, and it kind of stuck. Currently, I run the Hand of Help Ministry. It's a ministry that my grandfather started. We still operate an orphanage and multiple children's homes in Romania. We've extended the work into the Ukraine, taking food packages, clothing, and everything else we can. But that's pretty much, and I write a lot. It's what I do. It's what I believe my gifting is to write.
Wow.
So I've written a handful of books. I live my life as though every day were my last, and I do everything to the glory of God, and that's pretty much it. I started traveling with my grandfather at the age of 12. I was his interpreter. He didn't speak any English, so he spoke in Romanian, and what he said, I interpreted into English to the audience, and his testimony up until the last portion, very exciting testimony. If he had not been burdened with the message for America, I think my grandfather would have been a staple on a lot of Christian television. But because of that last part of his message, which is now, personally, I think, unfortunately, beginning to come to pass, because the American church had a 40-year window in which to turn its face towards God, in which to repent, in which to get the house in order, and it chose not to. This isn't something that happened 10 years ago or 5 years ago or last month, because right now, every time something like this starts up anywhere in the country, there are a lot of people speaking from their bellies without an ounce of true revelation from God, because they make assumptions based on what they're seeing with their eyes. That's the context that I want people to understand. My grandfather had this vision or this message for America in September of 1984. We're well into 2026 now, and we're beginning to see all the pieces being moved into place. We're beginning to see the violence and the internal uprising against the government from the middle of the country.
Amen. Yes, we are.
Is this it? I don't know with certainty, but it could be a foreshadowing. I think back in, 2016, we saw pretty much the same thing in the same place. And they say that lightning doesn't strike twice. Apparently it does. And perhaps not this time, but third time's the charm. There's something with this center of the country. There's something with Minnesota, with Minneapolis, because this is where all the format started back in 2016. And now it's repeating. People are becoming more and more violent. They're becoming more and more unreasonable. And I think it's a spiritual thing. I don't believe this happens organically. I believe principalities and powers have a heavy hand in this. And I think a lot of what we might call state and local government want this to continue because it will take away from all the things that have been happening in Minnesota of late. So it's sort of a perfect storm. Will it end this time? I don't know. I hope so. I tell people this, and it's a nuance that needs to be understood. For the past 40 years, our ministry has stood on this message for America. If America does not repent, America will be judged. If America does not repent, America will burn. The nuance is, I don't want to see it burn. The hope was always that it would repent. I've got kids that go to school in America. I live in America. I'm not a Jonah sitting under a palm tree, you know, eating popcorn and waiting for the fire to start. I'm broken every single day over the fact that the American church didn't do what it was supposed to do and turn towards God. We're looking at those of the world. We're looking at people that have, at best, a tangential relationship with Scripture or a tangential knowledge. But we're expecting them to be more righteous than those of the church. Every single week, I'm reticent to turn on my computer and go through the headlines because every single week there's a new horror that has been perpetrated by some pastor, some preacher, some evangelist, some head of some denomination. And you're sitting there scratching your head going, how can we expect government to be righteous when those that are supposed to be the spiritual leaders of the American church are living worse than the world?
Well, you know, I got to add one thing. You said 40 years, and that's roughly been about 40 years. That's about a generation of Scripture. And I'm not adding anything to that or taking anything away from it, but I think generation may be not a coincidence. Maybe it's 40 years of the time he gave us. I don't know that. I'm like you. I'm hoping by the grace of God we'll turn things around for his glory and make a difference, but I don't see it happening. And I haven't seen it happen in the past. As you said, we've had ups and downs like this a long time, but I think this is the worst so far with the most anger and the most, we'll say, police state tactics ever before in the country. We're on the verge of seeing martial law take places in major cities. Before going to that, though, I want you to very quickly, if you don't mind, tell the folks about your grandpa very quickly. In Romania, he was called to come over here. The faith he had to follow, and one thing you said last time I had you on, Reed touched me. He started selling off his goods, his home and everything, his little farm in Romania, 2 weeks before God told him how he's going to get here. He started selling things off in faith, and then God opened the door and showed him how to get here. He went through so many miracles just to be here. Would you mind sharing a few of those, please?
Well, my grandpa, first and foremost, was my grandpa, you know, and I think the interesting thing is a lot of people saw him in a very different light than I did. A lot of people tended to put him on a pedestal, and he rejected that wholesale because he was a simple man that followed after God, that loved God, and that obeyed God. My grandpa started out as a Bible smuggler. He smuggled Bibles into Russia. He smuggled Bibles into Romania. He was a preacher. He was a pastor. They had an underground church. And this was back during the days of communism. This was when Ceausescu was the dictator, communism was the law of the land, and they detested anything having to do with God. And as an aside, one of the most concerning things for me as someone who lived through it as a young man is seeing the pull towards communism in America, is seeing people considering it as a viable option of governance.
And
the only thing that I need to say, just so that my hands are clean, is that communism offers everything for free only until the point that it gets power. And then you understand the tyranny that is communism. My grandpa lived through the tyranny phase. And so he was beaten, he was tortured, he was put on an electric chair, all because that's how the police got information about other people that were also distributing Bibles, other people that were also preaching. The last time that my grandfather got grievously beaten, everybody thought he was going to die. He spent weeks and weeks in bed. His flesh began to, you know, emanate a certain scent, if you will. And there were preachers from all over the country that came to say their goodbyes because everybody thought Dudeman was dead. There was no way to recover from that. And then one night, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, told him to get up. He got up, perfectly healed, nothing wrong with him. And he said, you have 4 more years to smuggle Bibles, after which they will come, they will take you, and you will leave this place. And he told them the exact date when we would leave Romania.
Wow.
And so, like you said, a couple of weeks beforehand, my mom and my grandma started giving away all the things that we couldn't take with us. We started giving away all the, you know, utensils, the dishes, the pots. And then my grandpa gave our home to his older brother. And then on that exact date, they showed up. There was no foreshadowing. They didn't come and tell us, hey, we're going to come and kick you out. They came with passports already prepared. They picked us up, drove us to the airport. They wouldn't allow us to take anything that we packed as a last, you know, jab, I guess. And we were flown to Italy. And we spent some time in Italy. They sent some Secret Service individuals to kill my grandfather there.
Michael, I'll ask one quick question. I already know the answer, but when your grandma was following your papa, and obviously she had total faith in God and him both, how did she respond when he started giving things away?
Well, I mean, we'd had this discussion in the house, you know, 6 months prior to the date. He hadn't said anything. He'd recovered. Everyone knew it was a miracle. He started smuggling Bibles again. And about 6 months before we were supposed to, you know, before that date, he sat the whole family down because my dad, my mother was my grandpa's daughter. My dad was his son-in-law. My dad came from the other side of the country, and here, you know, we were. They had 2 children by that time. I was almost 9 years old. My brother Serge was 5. And he sat us down. And he goes, they're going to come and kick us out. And, you know, nobody asked, how do you know? Because this is the life we lived. We lived lives of prophecy and God telling us what would happen and God warning us of things to keep away from and all these things. It wasn't something out of the ordinary for my grandpa just to, you know, say something that, you know, anyone hearing it from the outside would go, what is he talking about? So everybody took it in stride. You know, everybody started preparing for the eventual day when we would have to leave. And it's exactly how it happened on that day. My grandma didn't say anything. She just, okay, I want to give the good linens to this neighbor. I want to give, you know, we had what I guess, well, you live in Virginia, so you know the thing. We had a bean pot. You know, the cast iron bean pot, the ones with the lids that you put over the fire. Yeah. Yeah, we had the bean pot. She goes, I'm going to give the bean pot to my sister. And so they already went through everything, all of our earthly possessions except for our clothes, basically. They already went through everything and said, we're going to give this to this person, give this to this person. And as the day approached, they started implementing it, you know. But we knew that it was a God thing based on the experiences we'd had. Because God spoke to my grandfather, who God had been speaking to for a very long time, and these experiences were not new to us. You know, it wasn't somebody from the outside coming in and Jesus is coming in May, give me all your stuff and go sit up on a mountain in a white robe. You know, there's a nuance there. Because a lot of people, well, then why shouldn't we believe it when some guy from Nigeria said Jesus is coming in December? Well, because it's a different sort of thing. These are reactions to a message based on anecdotal evidence of all of these messages that came beforehand having come to pass.
Was your whole family on board? I mean, your brother. I know your brothers and everybody were, but I mean, your in-laws, outlaws, were they on board also? Knew what was coming.
Well, it's for until about 2 weeks before we were supposed to leave. It was just our family. It was the seven of us. It was grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, myself, and two little brothers. The in-laws lived halfway across the country. They didn't know anything that was going on. We kept it, you know, insulated because we didn't want the word to get out and somebody go to the police and go, hey, you know, dude was planning on running away or something. That's the thing. That was the power of communism. You didn't know who you could trust because they were offering stipends to anyone that would come and give them actionable intelligence or information. So, you know, you let something slip to a neighbor, oh, we're leaving, and the neighbor goes and tells the police comes back, and where are you going? Because when they showed up, it wasn't the local government. It was from Bucharest. It was from the capital city. They came in a couple of jeeps. They gave us our passports. We were already packed. They were a little befuddled because they thought they'd just snatch us up and take us to the airport, and there we were, you know. One change of clothing, but we were already packed. There were six suitcases waiting. They didn't let us take them at the airport, but we were already packed. We'd already said our goodbyes to everyone a couple of days beforehand. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a shock. Nobody was surprised that it came to pass, because if you serve God and trust him, God won't lie to his children. It's when we're looking for ways to use God is when we're looking for ways to exploit God's love and God's goodness and God's warnings that we open ourselves up to deception. You know, if you ask for bread, he will not give you a stone.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, every adult member of my family, I'm not going to say myself because I was a kid. The only thing that I had to quote unquote endure was sitting through 4 hours of school every day with another kid whose parents were Christians in a room off to the side of the school, and being told our parents were fools and they were enemies of the state and there was no God, and if we saw anything untoward, we should come and tell the teacher and they'd fix it. I mean, my mom taught me to read. I didn't learn how to read or write in school. I didn't learn math in school because they were trying to propagandize me up until the third grade. I never read a book in school because every day it was the same thing. Your parents, you know, are knuckle draggers. They don't like progress. They believe in fairy tales. Don't be like them. There is no God. Communism is the only way. Because that's what the whole, if they couldn't get the parents, they went after the kids.
Sure,
that's the whole
exactly.
point of re-education. This is why I've said for the last 30 years, what I saw being taught in the American schools should have been an alarm to anyone that understood the long game.
That's the problem. Most Americans don't understand it. They don't understand it. They've never faced it before. And my time's gone by so fast. So when you got on the plane and you left the country, very quickly, give a synopsis of what happened. I mean, we got a lot to talk about, and I don't want to rush through it. Give a synopsis of what happened on the trip when you got here. Take about 10 minutes or so and give us an overview of what happened.
Well, we were flown to Italy. We spent some time there. They tried to kill my grandpa. They were unsuccessful. And then a Romanian church in California, because back then you had to have a sponsor in order to come to the U.S. You had to sign an affidavit that you would not be a burden on the state and that there was somebody that was willing to, you know, front the cost of rent or you know, or food. So you wouldn't be a burden on the state. And a Romanian church in California did the sponsorship for my grandpa, and we landed in Los Angeles. I mean, I grew up in a village. We only had light for 2 hours every night. There were no street lights. There were no paved roads. It was just mud and rock. So coming from that to Los Angeles was a big change.
Wow.
It was something very jarring for every member of our family. Because we'd never seen anything like this, you know, and the expectation that the adults in the family had, my grandpa, my mom, my grandma, and my dad, was that we would find the godly people in this nation, because all the Bibles, all the missionaries, all the aid came from America. And so the I guess, connection we made is if all the Bibles are coming from America, then righteousness should flow like a river in that nation. I mean, we're finally going to go to the place where God lives. And after we got here, very shortly, we saw that it was a very different story.
When you saw that, what was your grandpa's response when he saw how decadent America was even back in the 80s? What was your response to that?
Well, personally, he had no response. He just shook his head and go, they could be doing so much more. But it was such a short time between us getting to California and him receiving the message for America, where his eyes were open to the reality of, you know, the disease that is the modern day church. He hadn't started traveling before he received the message. He received the message and then he started traveling. So it was one of those deals. You know, we got here within about, I don't know, I want to say a week or 2 weeks. He received that message for America, where, you know, the angel of the Lord laid out what was happening in this nation and why this nation needed to repent, and how there was sin in the church and the church needed to repent of the sin. So whatever ideas he had about how righteous America was kind of flew out the window the moment the angel of the Lord laid it out for him.
Well, what was the major sin of the church? What did the angel say was the church's major problem?
Well, everything from divorce to homosexuality to faulty doctrine to the pride of life to the desire for the things of this world, pretty much what you see in any, you know, mega church today. People
right,
not
okay.
interested in having a relationship with God, but using God to further their own ends.
Uh-huh. Wow. Go ahead. We got another minute before so break. Go ahead.
All right. Well, and so right after we got here, I mean, my whole family was self-sufficient in Romania. I mean, life wasn't easy, but we had livestock, we had chickens, we had, you know, fruit trees. My grandma had a garden. And when we got here, we were taken to this apartment in Southern California in Fullerton, of all places. It was ironically called the Malden Villas. And back then, it had that green shag carpeting, if you remember
it. Oh, yeah. It's ugly, but yeah.
Left over from the 70s. Apparently, the people that lived there before us had pets. And so you couldn't really stay inside. It stank to high heaven. There was no furniture. There was nothing in there. We slept on the suitcases that they allowed us to bring. Even though they were empty, we still slept on the suitcases. So it was not so much a culture shock, but a shift from everything that we'd known, from everything that we'd grown up in.
All right, hang on to the break. That thought, don't lose that thought. Folks, a lot more to talk about. We'll try to get some phone calls into next half hour. This is so important. I do believe, because the generation's been up 40 years, America's going into the prophecy being fulfilled, especially now with Civil War, and I do think it's imminent unless God intervenes. I truly do. Back at the break, don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSG. Cheese. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Demand.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Hurd Road, Nettie, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
You know, folks, every time I listen to Michael's testimony about his grandpa and his whole family, I have to shake my head in amazement because I'm not sure I could do that. I'm telling the truth. I'm not sure I could handle that type of faith, even though I've been on the trail a long time and been preaching radio. I've been preaching 50 years in radio, almost 33 years. That is such a huge move to give everything away, pack up and leave a country to a country you've never been before, a totally strange land, didn't speak the language, and come here to warn them of such an unpopular message. You found it when he got here. This is unbelievably powerful. Now, Michael, you were saying that you were sleeping on suitcases. Go ahead and give us about another 5 minutes. I'll come after that, then we'll move on from there.
Okay. Well, to be fair, we didn't have a choice. It wasn't as though they gave us the option to leave. They came and kicked us out.
Right.
I think the hardest part for my grandpa, first of all, and for the rest of the family, was the burden that he had to carry after the angel gave him the message. Because it was like jumping out of the frying pan and into the fire. The angel of the Lord appeared to him, showed him California, Florida, Las Vegas, New York, and he said, in one day all of this will burn. And my grandpa's first reaction as a human being is, why did you bring me here to burn? You know, why exactly am I here if all this is gone? We could have gone to Poland. You know, I like sausage. It's all good. but, you know, he was brought here with a purpose. It wasn't to escape persecution from Romania. It was that persecution seasoned him and matured him to the point that he could come to America and deliver this message. Because I traveled with them for 10 years. I saw the faces of the people reacting to this message. And it was not an easy message to give. You're in somebody's country. You were invited to speak in somebody's church. You're spending 45 minutes telling them how you were, you know, beaten, tortured, smuggled Bibles, saw angels, And then, you know, as they're getting ready to clap and go, oh, how good the Lord is, you kind of switch it up and go, by the way, your nation is due for judgment if the church doesn't repent. And you could see the light in people's eyes going out. You could see their faces just harden. Because I'm an American now, too. I have a blue passport. My kids were born in America. So I understand the emotional attachment to the nation itself. But as children of God, we must acknowledge that God judges righteously. God judges his own first. And if the church would have repented, then it would have been, you know, a non-issue at this point. We'd be doing okay because, hey, what God said we should do in order to avoid judgment, we did. Therefore, it's not going to happen. Personally, I believe that there's no more exit ramp. I don't believe there's anything that we can do at this point to avert judgment because, like you said, and I've noticed this too, we've had 40 years. 40 years is plenty of time to repent.
We've only gotten worse.
We've only gotten more hedonistic. We've only gotten more greedy. We've only gotten more prideful. And I'm not talking about government. I'm not talking about the world because that's how it's always been since the beginning. Government is government. The world is the world. But the children of God ought to be set apart. They ought to be a peculiar people. And we're not. We're interchangeable with the world most of the time.
That's true. You can't tell the difference. You can't tell the difference. The way they dress, the way they act, the way they talk. Their goals in life are basically the same thing. That's very true. You go to the church today, so, women wearing shorts. It's just like walking into a pub. There's not much difference. Go ahead.
And so given that, I think that if God were not to judge America, the sin in the church in America, as he said he would, he would not be a just God. And I understand that a lot of people have this inclination, well, we're Americans, so we're special. God doesn't see you as an American. God, the only relation God has to humanity is saved or unsaved, born again or still of the world. And those that are in the church, those within the household of faith, ought to be born again, transformed, renewed of mind and heart, having received Christ and the fullness thereof and walking in his light. We're not doing it. Look, I voted the last three elections. I'll be the first to admit it. But politics is not my God. I don't believe that any one individual, I don't believe that any one political party can save the nation. Only God can. And
Amen.
God is moved by the prayers of his people. He's moved by the righteousness of his people. And I think the big mistake the church has made is to conflate one political party winning a national election with the favor of God. And that is just wrong thinking.
It is wrong thinking. And I have to say this. I said this before this election, and I say it again. Trump cannot save America. Matter of fact, I think Trump is the way they're bringing this prophecy come to pass in America. He's definitely a tool that's bringing forth a lot of prophecy in our nation around the world. Now, folks, I can prove this biblically. Nonetheless, we're seeing so many things happen in so many different directions, and your grandpa prophesied civil war in the middle of the country. Then he prophesied being attacked from the south with Russia and other nations that are mentioned in the Bible that he talked about today. They're coming across the border. And now we see it happening. We're making enemies in South America. They used to be kind of our ally. They would trade with and work with them. All of a sudden, now they're angry with us, and rightfully so. But we're seeing all these things happen. And Mike, this is not a coincidence. Not at all, is it?
Oh, I don't believe in coincidences. I believe in the sovereignty of God. They're two very different things.
Amen.
But what I do want to say is that it's starting to come out that this is a concerted, organized effort. This isn't just a bunch of green-haired lunatics that decided they were going to go out and try to tussle with the cops. This is planned. There is organization going on, and
yes.
I promise you that if they follow this all the way to the Genesis, it's going to have the main characters in this play are going to be of the communist persuasion. They're going to have communist leanings because they're using the useful idiots just as Stalin did, just as Lenin did, just as Pol Pot did to reach their own ends. They believe that if they can cause enough chaos in enough of the nation, people will just relent, give in, and agree to communism. I've been rereading Grandpa's prophecy, and it's so clear. He said, from the middle of the country, communist agitators will begin to fight against the government. How can it be coincidental when it's so spot on? But like I said, maybe third time's the charm. I'm hoping this time it cools down because, hey, I'd like to see what 2026 brings. If it doesn't, then hallelujah. I know that I'm safe in God. I know that he watches over me and my kids and my wife because I trust him. But as far as the nation doing a heel turn and coming back to God, I don't see it because if it hasn't happened up until now, after 9/11, after all the things that we've seen, what sort of catastrophe do we need to see as a nation in order to turn our faces back towards God and humble ourselves?
Well, that's and you're right, Owen. And we know we say the right verse to live, for the right is turning into a dictatorship. Seriously, it's done away with the Constitution, basically. And the left is are the full-blown anti-establishment, which we'll call communist if you want to. But they're both fighting each other, and I can see now how they're both working against each other. But yes, taking us down the same path your papa talked about, we're seeing it come about right now. I said, well, we're starting. You can choose the side you want. But both sides are taking us down the same path. And because of people in America.
Well, hopefully we choose the side of Jesus because he's the only
amen.
Hope that we have.
Amen. That's true. Yeah. But the people don't see it. And I see so many Christians that I love and I respect to a point. We're still thinking Trump is our hope and he's going to change this. Matter of fact, I heard him say we're winning. We're winning what? More unrest, go ahead.
I have my own radio program on Thursdays. And I made it clear to my audience, the only thing I hope to get out of this vote is that I be left alone. For as long as possible, leave me alone. Period. I don't believe there was a better alternative the last three elections. I have my own opinions about 2020 and how that played out. But we're seeing the same playbook over and over again.
And over and over.
Same thing happened in 2016. Same thing is happening now because the midterms are around the corner. And anybody that says one man can save a nation and doesn't look to God and say, Lord, please save our nation, is faulty from the go.
That's being polite. Go ahead.
Well, I'm a polite guy. Some people say I'm teddy bear cuddly. But I know what totalitarianism is, and this isn't it. I think that when somebody with communistic leanings takes power in this country, then we're going to see what true totalitarianism is. When somebody starts knocking on your door asking why you're not waving a rainbow flag and insisting that you show up to a re-education class, then you'll know. For now, just leave me alone. Pay my taxes on time. I go to work. I come home. I feed my kids. Just leave me alone. And there's one side that's unwilling to do that. There's no. They may have the coexist stickers, but there's no desire to coexist in that.
I agree. I totally agree. And I'm not old. You are. I have seen this not just for the last three elections. I've seen it back in the 80s. That's when they really start paying attention to what's going on. No matter which party got in, we went further and further down the road to decadence and insanity. I watched it for a long. I'm 77 years old, so I've been here almost 8 decades. I've seen this happen. And let's go and take a phone call. And folks, the lines are open. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. Let's talk to Jan and Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hi, Pastor.
Hello.
No prophecy. No prophecy will come true about the end of the world until the Bible was preached in every part of the world. And the last tribe was in the Amazon on an island. And in 2018, the Bible was preached to those people. And that was the last place on earth that the Bible had not been introduced.
Wow. Interesting. I didn't know that.
I looked it up. That's why 2016 didn't go, because that hadn't been fulfilled, and it's been fulfilled.
Okay. Interesting
point. And now there are so many people walking around claiming to be a Christian, but not following the laws of God.
I agree. I totally agree. Christ said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. That's what we see. I totally agree. Anything you want to comment to Mike? Go ahead. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, Mike. Yeah, I recommend people look his grandfather up online. Listen to his story. It's out there. It's, you know, you can listen to him telling people about it. And then there's the part about how your great-grandfather was a preacher, too, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
And then my grandpa had his
rebellious phase where he went into the Navy, and then he came back, and God got a hold of him. But my great-grandpa was a preacher. My grandpa was a preacher. My dad was a preacher. He just passed away last year. I guess in the loosest possible terms, I, too, am a preacher. So
there you go. I love that story about your grandpa, Dimitri, being on the ship and having the pastor. And he took his passport away because he was smuggling Bibles. And God
that was his job. He was supposed to confiscate the Bibles. And a voice spoke to him and said, help him get him off the ship. And that's how his, Bible smuggling career started. That's how he had the contacts after he left the Navy and came back home, because he'd helped so many missionaries, sort of subvert the law and get the Bibles into Romania before he left the Navy.
Wow. And when he returned, your great-grandpa told him how the church had been praying and praying and praying that God would lead him home.
Yes, ma'am.
The right side. I love that story.
Amen.
That is so wonderful. So wonderful. But
well, thank you, Jan.
People have forgotten that there is a wrath to God.
Oh,
they
yes.
want to believe yeah, his
we,
love.
We, we preach
us.
Love so often that we forget he's an all-consuming fire.
Exactly.
And God can be both at the same time.
Well, his hatred is as pure as his love. I mean, that's just the way it is, and they both are exceedingly powerful. Jan, thanks for calling, honey. I appreciate it. Good call, and thank you so much for bringing that point up. I didn't know that, but the nation finally got all this message. I didn't know that. And, folks, we have time to take a phone call for hurry now. Like I said, 717-300-1698. And with what you're doing, are you still speaking, obviously, still on the radio. Is your grandpa's message been accepted anymore, or the most is still just ignored?
Well, every time something like this starts, 2016, everybody was calling, I need to know more about this. It cooled down, people are like, maybe next time. Now it's ramping up again, people are calling again. But look, to be perfectly honest, I think my grandfather did his duty, and I did my duty alongside him. For 10 years, I was hoping for a better outcome. It didn't materialize. Right now, all I can do is encourage the body of Christ to build up their faith to the point where they are certain that they will be able to walk by faith. Because hard times are coming. That's the easiest way I can put it. That's the simplest way I can put it. Persecution is coming to America. And there will come a point when the just will live by faith. And so if we know that faith is the environment in which God will sustain us, that's the thing we need to focus on more than anything.
And that's a simple thing to say, but folks, that takes a lot of commitment to Christ. And I'm not even saying I've got the other way yet. I pray that I have, and I want to get there even more, but this battle we're facing right now in this nation, and I may live to see it. I don't know that. Whether I do or not, Mike's telling the truth. Faith is all it's going to sustain you, because there's going to come a time we can't even buy ourselves without following the beast system. And I'm going to do a teach on that tomorrow night a little bit on that issue. But the point of it is this, again, we depended so much on man to take care of us for so long. It's hard to turn away and walk by faith. I think it's part of the issue back in the 1980s when Dimitri started speaking to the people. The church becomes so complacent, so soft, so apathetic, and ignorant of the word of God they couldn't imagine anything coming against them. Let's talk to Esther in Washington State. Esther, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Michael. Could you give me your full name?
In Romanian or in English? My name is Michael Bulbia.
And in English?
In English, it's Michael Bulbia Jr. Because my dad was also Michael Bulbia, even though his name was Mircea. In Romanian, it's Mircea Bolda. So Mircea Bolda. Yep. But Bolda. Yeah, okay. Because it's just a different nuance and cadence if you pronounce it European.
Okay, and then you said you had a radio program. Is there a phone number connected to it that we can call and listen in?
You can find it on YouTube. You can find it on Rumble. We pre-record because I like to spend evenings with the family. So we usually record it the day of, and then it's put online. If you go to handushelp.com, that's the ministry website. I think it connects to that, too. Yes, it does, I think. But if not,
so on YouTube and Rumble, what is the name that we can look for?
The Light of Truth Radio Broadcast.
Okay.
On YouTube, I think it's just the Hand of Help page. That's where he puts it up. So, yes, just type in Hand of Help. Type in Hand of Help on YouTube. The program itself is called The Light of Truth.
Of Help and The Light of Truth. Okay, thank you very much. You know,
thank you, Esther.
I'm just going to say, you know, words, and we know who the word is, but words are so powerful. And
yes.
The words that you put together, you know, your earthly organic farm paradise in Hungary under a totalitarian government, and then you come to freedom in the United States, and you're living in an apartment with smelly, horridly smelly shag carpet. You could not describe the difference any more clearly. We do live in freedom, but we live in the garbage pit here, total garbage pit. So thank you so much for your work, and I'm just so happy that you are on. Thank you.
Thank you, Esther, for the call. I appreciate
it.
Folks, have time for another call, but you better hurry. 717-300-1698. Now, my question is to everybody to listen. Maybe you have never heard this before. Maybe I have. But are you paying attention? Are you listening to what Michael's saying? He's telling us to build our faith, to walk in faith. And he said, leave us alone. I don't see it happening very long. As a matter of fact, I see it happening less every day. Many good people are now facing persecution. And even in Canada with Pastor, I'm going blank, Archer Pulaski and all, he went through Canada. And folks, it's happening in America. A preacher to go to jail for preaching the Bible, standing in the streets trying to save unborn babies. They're going to prison and being fined and put an all matter situation. It's happening in America now, too. Please don't think that this is going to be something that's just going to slide by and never going to happen. It's going to happen. Just a matter of time. When? I'm not going to set dates, but it's going to happen. Let's talk to Jim in Georgia. Jim, come on in. Welcome.
Well, that was quick.
Of course. I can't keep you waiting.
I just called. Pastor, I made chili again tonight.
Oh, it sounds good. Cornbread, too, I hope.
Yeah, that, too. Holly told me to sleep facing her tonight. Listen, listen for your guest. I'm glad to hear you. I've heard, I don't know if your grandfather or your father. Grandfather, okay, back about 1992 when I was doing gun shows in the gun rights movement, I was introduced to that. And, I'll tell you, I don't, Pastor Bush will tell you, I'm the resident pessimist, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't see any way out of this mess. Friends of mine and I, we're ready to put these Antifa and communists down, okay? I don't see any way out of this. And
Unfortunately, I don't believe there's a way out of it. I believe there's a way through it. I think the danger isn't, because we see who's protesting. These are LARPers. These are individuals that don't have enough dexterity in their wrists to hold a gun. So I'm not concerned about them. I'm concerned about the enemies of the United States that are encircling it, that will use them as a distraction and an opportunity to serve the death blow, if you will.
Okay, well, I listened to a video where a guy interviewed an Antifa's defector. Just today, I listened to it. And the man said that Chinese communist criminal gangs are involved in this. They'll set up a protest and they'll start trouble. And then while all the officers are, and everybody, all the resources are at this location during the riot, they're doing their drug trafficking, their human trafficking, and all that. Everybody's a pawn, is what this guy said. Okay, this
or a useful idiot, as the old verbiage of the communist regime is. Yeah.
That's very true, very true.
Useful idiots. Anyway, God bless you. I'm glad to hear you. And I'm going to let somebody else.
Thank you for the call, John. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you much. Right. And we're down about the last minute and a half here, Michael. Please tell the folks again how they can listen to your program, how to contact you by online or whatever. Give out information you can again.
All right. Well, the ministry website is handofhelp.com. They could find the program on Rumble or YouTube under Hand of Help. It's called the Light of Truth Radio Broadcast. We do it 1 hour per week.
Well, what time is that?
Well, I usually record it around 10 a.m. They put it up by noon, so it's every Thursday. It's online. I don't know what radio stations it's on. I think that if you look on the ministry website, it may tell you, but we are on a few stations. I think one in Lima, Ohio, and a few others. So, but the program's online. You can listen to it. Look, my last piece of counsel, advice, however those of you listening want to take it, is I got nothing to sell you. I got nothing to profit. But please take your walk with Jesus seriously. Take the time that you have to grow in God, and don't squander it, because there will come a day when the faith you have is what you've got, and you'll have to use it in order to walk by it. So it's a serious thing. It's a serious thing, because time is short, and I think it's getting shorter every day.
Amen. Well, Michael, God bless you, sir. I'll be in touch. You keep in touch. Anything's up I need to know, you let me know, would you please?
Yes, sir. God bless. Thanks for having me.
God bless. Oh, you're welcome. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. Powerful program. Please prepare yourself. Please prepare yourself spiritually. God bless. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.